Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark A. Bell. Gentlemen.
Mark, how are you doing?
Good. Doing good.
You got a poem this week, I think, from the New England Journal of Medicine that is incredibly timely and important, at least in my practice. It deals with a really important topic of discontinuation of antidepressant medication. American physicians have gotten really good at prescribing antidepressants, not so good at following patients, and really bad at discontinuing them. We know that the WHO tells us that depression itself is the 11th greatest cause of disability and mortality in the world among the 291 diseases. Major depression is diagnosed in people who suffered at least one major depressive episode lasting at least 2 weeks with five or more symptoms. The mean time to recovery from a major depressive episode in studies is about 20 weeks. This finding is consistent in treated patients with multiple recurrent episodes, meaning patients who've had, say, up to five bouts of depression, and also for individuals in the community who have not sought treatment. Again, very interesting. So the same recovery time for treated and untreated. Older literature shows that people in the general population who've recovered from an episode of depression, the rate of recurrence was about 5 years for 13%, 10 years for about a quarter, and 20 years for 42%. Clinical factors that have been shown to be associated with recurrence of major depression include prior history of recurrence, residual symptoms of depression, and what we call ACEs, or adverse childhood experiences. So what does current research tell us about patients who are doing well on medicines? What's the likelihood that they're going to relapse once we stop the medication? The poem that you're about to discuss is published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It starts on page 1257. Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this is a really interesting study, and it's nice to see a primary care study in the New England Journal, which we typically don't see. This was, they recruited almost 500 primary care patients who all had at least two episodes of depression or who'd been taking antidepressants for at least 2 years. They all felt well enough to consider discontinuing the medication, and they excluded anyone with current depressive symptoms. Patients who had been taking citalopram 20 milligrams, fluoxetine 20, sertraline 100, or mirtazapine 30 for at least 9 months were randomized to either continue those medications or to discontinue it over a two-month period by gradually substituting placebo. At baseline, the average age was 54 years. Most were women. Vast majority were white. About half were taking citalopram, and about three quarters had been taking antidepressants for at least 3 years. The main outcome was relapse of depression, defined as 2 week spell of feeling sad or miserable or depressed or being unable to enjoy or take an interest in things as much as usual, so that the two question screener we're familiar with, accompanied by at least one other depressive symptom. So what did they find? So after 1 year, this outcome happened significantly more often in the placebo group, so the ones who discontinued, than in those who continued, 56% versus 39%. Number needed to harm in that case is 6. Depressive and anxiety symptoms were also on average more severe in the group that discontinued, and more patients in the discontinuation group stopped taking their placebo, 48 versus 30%, and more resumed taking antidepressant medications. The average score on the anxiety disorder questionnaire and the patient health questionnaire were also higher slash worse in the discontinuation group. So bottom line, primary care patients who discontinued antidepressants were significantly more likely to experience relapse of their depression than those who continued to take it. Now, that's sort of the glass half empty. Glass half full interpretation is that 44% of primary care patients with depression who discontinued their medication continued to do well. So, you know, it's a glass half full, glass half empty. I'm interested to hear your reaction, Mike.
Yeah, I think that the reason that we in primary care do so poorly with this? Is that we're scared somebody's doing well. We don't want to rock the boat. And we know that, as this study reminds us, that a big percentage of people aren't going to do as well when they stop their medication. On the other hand, do you stop at 20 weeks? Do you stop at 6 months or 6 years or 60 years? And what's more important are sort of strategies to begin this. And, you know, do you taper them off super slowly over months? Does that make a difference? I know I find myself stuck here all the time. Someone's doing really well and I'm happy and pat myself on the back. And then it gets to be 4 months and then 5 months. And, you know, they say, you know, doc, this is really going well. Do I still take this? And, you know, the answer is, well, what do you want?
Yeah, well, I think we have a you know, an honest discussion with our patients. And we say, yeah, you know, we can try this, you know, be prepared that sometimes it doesn't work, sometimes it does work. And we don't know which one. And I think one of the other things I'd like to see more research on is what are the predictors of relapse in these patients? You know, can we identify folks who are more likely to do well and those who are more likely to relapse? That might be helpful as well.
Yeah. You know, the other thing I'll add in an evidence-based tape, I hesitate to bring it up, but, you know, one of the things that I've tried very hard to do with patients, particularly those that are prone to relapse, is to begin with an antidepressant, but very quickly also move to concomitant therapy, particularly CBT, and see that as sort of a transition that takes them, once they begin to improve, begin to have them engage in cognitive behavioral therapy, which may make it easier to transition off the medication. It seems to work for my patients.
Well, we do know that adding CBT to medication is better than either one alone. And so mm-hmm. I think there's evidence for that at least. And so I think that's a good approach.
Right. I mean, the only problem with that is that many insurances limit the number of therapy sessions these days. And so it's harder to continue that. Interesting. We'll keep our eye on this topic. Thanks, Mark, for bringing it to our attention.
Sounds good.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.